You're such an asshole.
So I want to buy my dad a gift. He's getting older now, and he's not losing or anything like that. But, you know, he's an older guy. I don't really afford myself very nice things. But a friend of mine gave me a Harry's razor. And it's this 5-blade super high-end razor. And they're way more affordable. And they don't hate men like Gillette and Procter & Gamble does. They just don't. White men in particular. They don't hate white men in particular. They're like, hey, here's a good razor. And we're going to sell you on the qualities of it. And the price of the quality is amazing. Like, just like, whoa, that got all the hair off, which... sure, if you girls shave your legs, you kind of know the idea. And so I was like, oh, you know what? My dad is poor. He's cheap. I'm going to get him a Harry's razor, right? Someone gifted me a Harry's razor. I got the Harry's razor. I'm going to get my dad a hair. I'm like, hey, dad, I use the Walmart special. Nah, we'll drop the extra 75 cents. We'll get a Harry's razor. So I say, what's your mailing address? I get my mailing address for my dad, and I'm about to order it. I go to Harry's Razors or .com, whatever, look it up on the internet. Log in username and password. Can I just buy the razors as a guest? Can I check out as a guest? Walmart allows that. You could check out as a guest. Nope. Harry's Razors, you need to set up an account. She become part of the family. Harry's Razors, please listen to me. I just want to buy a fucking razor for my dad. That's it. I'm sick of you motherfucking companies out there. Set up a username and password. Fuck you! I am so sick and tired of usernames and passwords. I don't need to log in and become part of your fucking family. So you email me all the fucking time. Hey, here's what's happening at Harry's Razors. Look out, we went woke. Here's our footprint. Hey, an update from the HR bent over at Harry's Razors. No, I want to give you money. I want to get razors. That's it. Now, you at Harry's Razors, it's so sad. It's so sad. You made your money on not being woke. You made your money on Gillette's fuck up where they hate white men. And they just hate men in general. You made it. Oh, but then you had to go woke. We got to be in your fucking email system. I just can't buy a fucking razor now, man. I can't. I can't mail it to my dad because I got to set up a motherfucking account to buy fucking razors. No, I don't. No, I really don't, Harry's. I really don't have to. And now I'm like, okay, I would like to get Harry's razors. I would like to get them continually, but maybe I got to go to the store to get them. See, but let me guess, Harry's, you probably have a higher profit margin on razors bought directly from your website. Oh, except everyone's got to get their little asshole lubed up with a little bit of coconut oil so you can put the strap-on dick of username and password. And then let me guess, you're going to bombard us with a bunch of motherfucking emails. Hey, look at this deal here at Harry's, right? Because razors are so complicated. I know that the 105, 106 IQ people with their MBAs from the Carlson School of Management or that. I know the MBAs, you know, your 105s, your 106s, truly average people. I know that the marketing, the latest thing is to get an email list and harass and annoy everyone who would otherwise want to buy your product. I know that's the thing. But hey, new idea. How about you just make a good fucking product at a good fucking price and you make it so he can fucking buy it? See, because I'd like to get my dad hooked up on Harry's Razors because it's a superior product. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful experience. It's like, I didn't even think like shaving would be like this big of it. Put me in a better mood. Oh, I just can't buy the razors, though, I have to give a username and password and set up a fucking account to get fucking razors. Fuck you, Harry's. Right now, how much economic loss do we have here? How many millions of dollars are you passing up because you fuckwits need someone to give you a goddamn account? And you know, what's it cost to manage that? Can't you just have a payment processing? I don't have people come to Asshole Consulting and say, to contact Asshole Consulting, you gotta set up an account. Fuck you! Here's PayPal. Here's a Stripe. Here's a StreamYard, whatever. Here's the payment processor. No, you, some fuckwit, some MBA laden, think of they're smarter than a 105 IQ, MBA laden fuckwit, can't convince you that you gotta have a username and password to buy fucking razors. I didn't buy the razor. I didn't. It's unfortunate. Very high-end quality product. Maybe I'll go with Schick. Maybe I'll go with Bic. You know, because when I go to the Walmart, hey, here it is. Do you got money? Yeah, okay, it's yours now. Bye. I don't have to set up a username or a password. I don't have to unsubscribe. I don't have to tell your fucking PR and marketing department with the HR bent like, fuck off, lady. I don't want to hear about fucking Harry's razors. I'll buy them when I need them. No, you had to complicate the shit out of this crap. And all you other companies out there that are like, Harry's razors. Well, we got to set up a username and a password to give you money. Fuck off. Just fuck right the F off. I cannot believe how hard it is to give people money. Hey, I'd like to advertise on your show. Nothing. Oh my God, the demonetization. Why can't I? Like, I've offered to like advertise on your show. Well, nothing. And then you people, I don't know who it is. It's got to be these Gen X fucks. I know you all think Gen X is like this really cool generation between the boomers and millennials. That's like, no, they suck. They suck because these are the people doing it. What do you think the diversity and inclusion? What do you think all this mandatory training comes in? That's Gen X. That's Gen X. Our carbon footprint. Hey, remember how environmentalism went away? Now there's no CSR report anymore. Corporate social responsibility. Now it's all yeah, it's the same fuckwits, the same assholes who say, hey, you know what? Bob is about to become a lifelong purchaser of our razors. Okay? Bob really likes Harry's razors. And Bob is going to shave at least thousands of times over the many, many decades. And we could probably get 10 grand out of Bob in profits, not revenue, profits. It's after everything was paid away. And Bob might refer Harry's razors to other people. This is a $500,000 client. If we have tens of thousands of Bobs, then we can make multiple millions, if not billions of... Oh, wait. Hey, I got an idea. Hey, hang on. Everybody, Karen has an idea. Let's make the fucking hurdle right there. You got to log in with the username and password and set up a fucking account. And there went all the billions of dollars. Harry's razors. It's the tedium, the day-to-day fucking tedium. I just want a fucking sandwich. I just want a fucking glass of water. I just want a fucking gas station. I just, you know, like over the gas pumps. Hey, do you want a car wash? No. Are you a special rewards member? No. This especially gets really fucking annoying during Minnesota winters, though. I'm not going to experience those anymore. It's 20 below zero, winds blowing, and I got to fucking hit these buttons. No, 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 no. Do you have your royalty rewards card? Gas. 25 below zero. They're asking me if I want a car wash. I'm like, I don't want the doors to freeze. No, I don't want a car wash. But here's Harry A. Set up a username and password account. Fuck you. Fuck you. It's my goal in life. I don't want to set up any more usernames and passwords. I got enough. Username and password for this. Username and password for that. Hey, using it for razors. For fucking razors. That's it. Big three from Cheapo Shop. Yeah, maybe I'm about to go get the big three. Maybe. I love it. Oh, dude, it's a great, they're great razors. They're wonderful. I got an extra. I don't know how I got the extra one, but I did. I get some Harry's razors. But now I can't go get Harry's razors because I'm not. No. I'm not setting up another username or password. No, fuck you. You either let me buy with my credit card, boop, swipe right there, I'll type it in, do-do-do, here's the password, here's the expiration date, and I can buy your fucking shit or not. And apparently I can't buy your fucking shit. Artemis win $2, just don't shave, bro. Karl Marx beard, bro. No, it's... He was a dirty, disgusting man. I don't mean sexually. He's a dirty, disgusting piece of shit, but all communists are. So sad, Harry. So sad. You know, like, it's a superior product. Too bad your marketing is been corrupted by an HR fuckwit. Some Gen X MBA laden 105 IQ think you're smarter than the average bear fuckwit. I get to see username and password. Yay. I'd rather have herpes. I'd just rather have herpes because that's how fucking annoying it is. Everybody wants your username and password. All right, see you guys later, Toodles.